listen to the radio, but if I did, it sure as heck wouldn't be this guy, your host, Eric Paul Johnson.
It's Friday, June 21st, 2013, and this is the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Program.
Want to wash my face for me?
What?
Would you hold still?
If you were gentle.
Huh?
Are you gentle, Danny?
Want to try?
No. Not right now. We'll take that over there, and we'll do it after the show. Hey, I said later, after the show. Don't start without me. Nobody ever waits for me. I got really nothing planned to say for the opening. I don't know what to do, so, well, no, wait. I've written things on Facebook. Sometimes I'll write things on Facebook and they'll be funny, but there'll be little short blurps, which really would do no good for a radio show where usually the shortest blurb on the show is about 5 minutes long. Now, if I was a DJ working at a music station, these would be good little witty things to say before the song, or to hit the post. So since I got nothing else planned, I'll just read you some of these things that I've written the last couple of days. Casey Kasem, in a 1978 American Top 40 show, is telling me that Meatloaf was hit in the head with a 12-pound shot put when he was in school. That explains a lot.
Are you out of your mind?
When people say you're certain number years young, it means you're older than dirt. Nobody calls a child 5 years young.
Think it's funny being old?
And somebody posted on Facebook a little photo meme. It said, the poets have been mysteriously silent on the subject of cheese. Gilbert K. Chesterton. So I wrote a cheese poem. Oh, cheese, no other food is so eager to please. Of all the knees, you are truly of the bees. I can handle losing my keys, but I'd die if I went without cheese. My guns you could seize, but I'd kill you if you took my cheese. You artery-packing tease, you will drive me to my final death wheeze. Better than sleaze, better than Rick D's, nothing is better than cheese. Well, except maybe bacon.
Boy, the guy that wrote that must have been some kind of a nut.
Excuse me? Had to get that out of my system.
And on that joyous note, let us get on with the show.
Have I ever mentioned that drunk people are really, 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 really stupid? Butt-chugging, eye shots, vodka tampons, smoking alcohol? Jesus Christ, just drink it! I love pastrami subs, but I don't try to shove it through my penis hole to ingest it.
Oh, you are something special. Oh, yes.
All right, that's all I got for right now.
You're a really weird man, aren't you?
Hey, what's up? This is Wes. And for all you single ladies out there, if you're not listening to Eric Paul Johnson, you're missing out on this. Yeah.
Ooh, that's creepy!
Ho, ho, ho! Hello, Laura! This is Santa Claus. I just spoke with your friend. He told me you have been a very good superhero, and that this year you would like a hop date. Well, my first stop is your house in Arizona, so don't forget to leave me a glass of Malbec and Brie. And be sure to go to bed early so I can bring you a surprise, but no peeking. All right, hottie. Santa has to go pack up the sleigh with presents and spend a little time with Mrs. Claus. Merry Christmas.
That sounds nice.
So when I posted last week's show on the Facebook telling everybody to go listen, here's a new show, my friend Laura Kitterman said, did you dedicate a song to me? Well, no, I didn't. But I can do it on this week's show. And I can't think of anybody more deserving of a song dedication on the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program.
Give me a reason.
But first, since I have time to kill, the backstory.
I like stories.
It was back in 1980.
It was back last October, I believe it was.
No, it was actually back last April 1988. I'd met a girl at high school, and her name was April. And we hit it off as friends, and I liked her. She liked me. Not quite sure of the level of like that we either had for each other, but we liked each other. So I put my feeble, clumsy, awkward moves on her, and we went out on a date once. We went to see that romantic comedy, Good Morning Vietnam.
Don't have the common sense that God gave a goat.
This is why I didn't get laid until I was 26. 27.
I think I made that abundantly clear.
But we were swell friends, and I was kind of smitten with her. And she might have been kind of tiny smitten with me. Either way, we liked each other. And I went to her house on September 18th, 1988, to give her a stack of Loon Newses to give out to people at school. The Loon News was the satire newspaper I did back then. I also brought a tape of some new parody songs that I had done. And I went over to her house to give her this stuff and to play this stuff. And her friend Laura was there. And it was clear, right from the start, that Laura wanted me.
Damn, I wish I was your lover.
Even to a dim-witted oaf like me, who can never pick up on these things, even I could tell that she was warm for my form.
Let's get it on!
But instead of making time with Laura, I still kept trying with April, who, while we were still swell friends, she was kind of coolish, a little warm, not all worked up on the idea of me and April, you know, being a couple. I think both of us were undecided at the time. But I still kept trying for April, because I'd been trying since April, and I thought, well, that would be rude just to ditch April aside now that her hot friend is hot for me. I was not the normal 19-year-old boy. I was sweet and nice and trying to be a nice guy. And instead of being like what most 19-year-old boys are like, when suddenly they meet a girl's friend that they've been trying to woo, and they say, see you later, Miss Beastings. I'm going out here with Lady Jugs-a-Lot.
Wow, look at the tits!
Hey now. No, actually, they're pretty frickin' awesome. It would be rude not to look at them.
Yeah!
But after a few months, I did kind of slowly move my way away from April and more towards Laura. And April was fine with this. Actually, I found out decades later, April thought me and Laura would be a good couple. So she was kind of trying to bring us together. But there were a couple of things about Laura. One thing, she was aggressive. I'm not saying she knocked me down and had her way with me. Yeah. But clear she wanted me, and she was gonna teach me a thing or two. But being a painfully shy, timid, skittish little boy, that kind of thing is intimidating to me at the time. Also, I was undecided. I was like, dude, should I go for it? I don't want to make a mistake here. This would be a big deal. I don't want to break her heart. I don't want this to turn out to be the wrong person to go with. And I don't want to... But this... Because, you know, things can go wrong if it's not done right. And I don't want to do... And this went on for months. And now you know why I didn't get a girlfriend until I was 27 and didn't lose my virginity until then. Thinking way too much.
Stop it!
Oh, and by the way, from the start, from the first time I met Laura over there at April's, she had this power over me. Laura just dredged up all this powerful lust that I wanted to with her, and I just, yeah.
Oh, man! That does it for me!
So I borrowed the car a couple of times, we went on a couple of parking dates, we didn't do a lot of kissing or much of anything else, because I'm skittish and always thinking. But we talked a little bit, and, here's... Let me tell you something. Here's, the thing that cinched it for me, that made me think, you know, I don't think I'm gonna go out with Laura. I had, brought along a tape, a cassette, played it in the car, and I wanted to get her read on something. How did she feel about Kate Bush? So I played a couple of Kate Bush songs. And Laura said, doesn't she do anything popular? And that was when I decided, no, I don't want to be with Laura.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Yes! Yes, I was. Because if I had bothered to get to know Laura more, I would have found out that she likes all kinds of music. She likes Spike Jones. Why would I walk away from a girl who likes Spike Jones? I didn't know that back then. She likes Nat King Cole. How cool is that? She's 19 years old. Oh, no, wait, 17? She's 2 years younger than me. 17 years old, she liked, in the 1980s, she likes Spike Jones, and she likes Nat King Cole, and all kinds of other music. She's not, which is what I thought, just a hot ditz who doesn't like anything that isn't on the top 40.
Jesus Christ, I've met some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all.
So I let her drift away, and we each go in our own separate ways into the world. Me, lonely and depressed about being a virgin. But I never did forget about Laura. Laura was always somewhere in my head in the 22 years that we never saw each other. But we got together through Facebook again, and we talked, and we met, and we hung out, and I got to know Laura. And Laura, as it turns out, is a fantastically awesome person. She is just great. She's smart, she's funny, she's kind, she's very generous, patient, one of the stronger people that I know. She's got everything blowing up in her face right now. Not one after another, no, all at once. Why she hasn't thrown herself off a building yet, I don't know. And also, unlike a lot of the people that I went to high school with a long, long time ago, she's really held up well. She's actually hotter now than she was back then. She is hotter than the sun on vacation in Phoenix in June.
So round, so firm, so fully packed.
Anybody who doesn't see those things in Laura is a dim-witted jackass. But she's married now.
Frankly, forgive the language. He's an asshole.
Wish I hadn't have been such a skittish idiot 25 years ago. Wish I'd gotten to know Laura. Should have stuck it out and gave her a chance. Or rather, stuck it out and stuck it in her for a chance.
Those sentiments are so distasteful.
Say no more!
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning air.
I just makes me sick to my stomach.
There's something to be said for a deviant lifestyle.
Why, Mr. Johnson, I do believe my panties just fell off.
So, I'll dedicate a song to Laura.
You're doing this out of the goodness of your own slimy little coal-colored heart.
Can't really think of just one, so I think I'm just gonna throw a whole mess of songs together. So here's a Laura medley.
It's another Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Program Instant Request!
Okay, Phoebe?
Phoebe.
Here's your long-distance dedication.
Change that.
face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night. That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through.
Roma seltzer, Roma seltzer, Roma.
Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Darling, you sent me. I know you sent me. Darling, you sent me. Honest you do, honest you do. Honest you do, oh, love. You thrill me. I know you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa.
Something happened to my heart the day that I met you. Something that I never felt before. You are always on my mind, no matter what I do. And every day it seems I want you more. My love is brighter than the brightest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. My love is brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above. There is nothing in this world that could ever change my love.
And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program. The best thing to hit the internet since free porn.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program countdown to the end.
Like I said last week, after the third anniversary show on August 6th, this show is done. There is no more Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Program. So, since I have no other ideas, and since so few of you were listening the other 3 years, I am going to run out the clock by playing some Radio Troller flashbacks. So we're counting down to the end. And what number of weeks are we at until the end of the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Program?
Number 6.
Now, if suddenly I have a whole flock of listeners, if ratings suddenly jump up and people are listening, sure, I'll keep doing the show. Or better yet, if somebody pays me, then God, yes. Why the hell? Money. Nothing motivates me more to get going and keep at it than barrels and barrels and barrels of cash just dumped at my feet. So, ratings and money. If both of those just like shoot up to crazy high numbers, the Radio Troller program will continue. But for now, here's a flashback from early on. I believe this is one of the first of the early shows where the laughs outweighed the wincing at the awfulness of the show. So, here's the opening. The date is given. It's one of my... It's a bit that's always stuck out in my head.
We're now leaving the land of fantasy and entering the world of the future.
It's Friday, February 11th, 2011, and this is the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program. I took a week off last week. Yeah, something like that. I didn't do a show last week. I'd done 6 months of shows. So I thought, I'll take a week off. It'll be nice. Actually, I'd been kind of wanting to take time off for, since December. Take a little break. But I wanted to push my Brandmeier show. So I did. And I'm sure all two of my listeners were just crushed that they couldn't hear me last week. But I took time off. 6 months. That's 26 shows. You know, that's 2.5 months of shows for Letterman. So I think I did pretty good. So I took a week off. And now I'm back with all kinds of... I'm relaxed. I'm ready. I got fresh new ideas. So let's do this. It's Friday night. So... let's do it!
Take this job and shove it.
Here you go, brand new feature, the Shove It Line. It's Friday night. You're sick of your crappy job. If you've got a crappy job, so call in, tell your place of employment to take their job and shove it. Just, no, wait, stop. That's not a fresh new idea. Actually, Jonathan Brandmeier did that for like 10 years, so... so I can't do that. That's just ripping off somebody else's gig. So that's not really a new, fresh idea, anyway. Then again, he hasn't really done it for like 20 years. So, that's ripe for just taking, right? It's like he just, I'm done with this. I'm chucking it out I'm putting it out on the curb. Anybody wants it, you can go ahead and take it. So, I guess... it's perfectly okay to do it, so let's do this!
Take this job and shove it!
It's the Shove It Line. It's when you call in and tell your place of employment to take your job and just shove it! So call in here at 602... no. Wait, hold on, stop. Another problem. Okay, I don't even know where to begin for this problem. First of all, I don't have a phone line, so people can't call me. Second of all, I'm actually recording this on Tuesday, February 8th at 9.07 p.m. And who's going to know that? So nobody can call me. And I'm not giving out my cell phone number or my home phone number, which is the only way anybody can call me. And who knows to call me right now? So you can't call into the Shove It Line. This bit's going nowhere fast, isn't it? I mean, I guess I could do it myself. I could shove it myself. But I haven't had a job in almost 3 years, so that's not really much of a Shove It Line. Hey! Nobody shove it. I mean, I could tell the last place I worked at to shove it. But it wasn't a bad place. They were nice. She really, really hated to let me go. I mean, she just felt... awful about it. I was a great employee. I came in every single day. I didn't have a car, so I had to ride my bike there every day, and they were 6.5 miles away from home. So, I mean, really, it's kind of like this with everything in life. Just showing up is half of winning. So, and she just loved it that I would show up every day riding my bike there, and I just quietly did my thing. Got the stuff done and went home. I didn't cause trouble. And so, it's just there wasn't enough business, so they hated to let me go. So I really can't say... What were they? I can't even remember the name of the place anymore. United Benefits Tribal Global? Take this job and shove it. Well, I can't say that, because I don't work there anymore, and they were nice. They had great Christmas parties, too. I'm straying from the subject here, aren't I? So I can't really say. A Target, that was an awful place to work at. Target, take this job and shove it 11 years after I left you. God, that's lame. Let me try something here. It's going to be a first. Oops, wrong button.
Here, a couple of firsts here on the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troll program. The first time I am blatantly stealing someone else's bit. And the first time I am... We're going to try this with the phone. I got my cell phone, and I'm going to call a friend, and maybe they can ask them to shove their job. So there's a first. Stealing someone's bit, and we'll actually do a phone call on the show. I don't see either of these working out because, well, for one thing, the cell phone is going to be going through the speakerphone, and cell phone speakerphones are just fantastic for quality. Okay, turn on the speaker and calling. We'll see how this works out.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Ooh. And Tori Amos. Let's give it a listen.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're on speakerphone. I'm trying to, you know, do a phone call thing, and the only way I can think of doing it is doing it on speakerphone.
Okay,
so as long as everything's getting through. When I did the broadcast of the Brandmeier retrospective at your place, do you remember the section about the shove it line?
Yeah.
Okay, where people would say where they work and tell their place to employment to shove it. I'm like ripping off that bit. But the problem is, I don't have a phone line, so people can't actually call in. And also, I'm recording, so who's going to know to call in on Tuesday at 9:25 for a Friday or Sunday show? So I'm like calling my friends and saying, can you tell where you work to shove it? And you don't have to tell your current job to shove it, because on the slim chance this actually makes it to somebody you actually work for, you know, I wouldn't want you to get fired. So
yeah.
So what?
Although in a way it wouldn't be a bid wash.
Oh, okay.
Well, financially it would be, but you know.
Yeah. Well, especially since we're in a depression right now.
Yeah.
So, what was the worst job that you ever had? Don't say the name of the place. Save that for the shove it when we close out the call. So what was the worst job you ever had?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Have you ever had a bad... Have you ever had a bad job?
Oh, I know.
Yeah?
The movie that working in California, just before I left there, they got a new manager. That was a total ass.
Was it the manager that made that job awful? I mean, were there any duties that you hated doing at the theater?
I enjoyed doing it. It was the manager.
The manager was a dick.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead, and if you want to say the manager's name, you can say the theater and the manager and just tell them to shove it. And
I don't remember the manager's name, so...
Oh, okay. Well, then you just go ahead and tell the place where you
were... Just call them Dick.
Sure. So go ahead and tell them to shove it.
Hey, Dick. Manager of Roxy Fear. You can take this job and shove it up my...
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Karen, for helping out a goober. Okay. I'll see you Sunday night.
Alrighty.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Take this job and shove it.
Another shove it line has gone down for February 11th, 2011. What a huge waste of time.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Last few words shout-outs from listeners. Well, Facebook friends. I put on the Facebooks, tell me something to say in under 20 seconds, and here's what I got. Peter Black. What does supercalifragilisticexpialidocious mean?
I'm in no mood for your nincompoopity.
Amit Shukla said, nuke Saudi Arabia.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Jason Miller said, purge all Republicans in 2014.
Radical liberal garbage.
And Amy Lobdell Amy said, donate to Friends of Camp Little Notch.
You can do magic.
I need a job again. Jeff Quinlan loves you.
KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony, Incorporated. 15 seconds before 9.